The bill, sponsored by Democratic State Representative Tina Orwall of Des Moines, takes aim at pimps and other human traffickers, creating a special class of no-contact order that recognizes the power these people can exert over their victims. If it makes it to the governor's desk as expected, it will authorize courts to issue strict no-contact orders as soon as a defendant is arraigned, and it can be extended indefinitely. It's designed to be easier for police and courts to enforce and makes a second attempt to contact a trafficking victim a felony. And if the term trafficking victim makes this seem somewhat abstract and impersonal, consider this. Lawmakers learned at a hearing last month that the average age of children forced into prostitution, most of them but not all girls, is 14 years. Tina Orwall.
These are young victims. It's a very brutal industry. 90% of these victims want out of this industry. When someone's trying to leave the industry or testifying against one of these pimps, they're often threatened and their families are threatened, and we need to protect them.
Orwall pointed out it's not just pimps who can be slapped with no contact orders. Customers, or Johns, are also covered by the legislation. After Monday's 97-0 vote in the House, Orwall's anti-trafficking bill has headed to the Senate. In Olympia, I'm Dan Frizzell.